You found Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on Primetime Action, Gil Alexander, Matt Brown, Kelly Bidlin. We could literally talk about Deshaun Watson for an hour, and we'd be talking in circles because we have no answers. No answers to that report. Let's talk a little baseball because we got baseball starting World Series game number one. By the way, I was just poking through my bag here. I've had these in my bag with my computer from the beginning of the season, these old printouts. RBIs, most RBIs in baseball this year. This is before the season started over at William Hill. Salvador Perez, 200-1, most RBI. He was, in fact, the one with most RBIs.
Wow.
And then home runs was a Guerrero-Salvador Perez tie. Guerrero was 40-1. Perez was 100-1, but I think you could get Perez at a much better number well into the season than that.
And how do they typically treat those? Dead heat those?
It depends on the book. Yeah. Some books say fewest at-bats. I think Circa gave it to Guerrero for fewest at-bats.
Interesting, okay.
Which, by the way, is who would read the fine print on that to know that? And then regular season strikeouts, Robbie Ray was 30-1 at the beginning of the season. So not that. Oh, and hits, Trey Turner, 10-1. So those were kind of short shots if you bet them before the season, which dovetails nicely into our World Series chat here. Same sort of things. We have some markets here prior to game one, starting in just a few. And specifically, let's get into most hits in this World Series. So however long it lasts, 4 games, 5 games, 6 games, or 7 games, best of 7 series, Jose Altuve is your short shot at 5-1. No surprise there.
No surprise.
Your short shot Brave is Eddie Rosario. Can he continue his championship series mastery into the World Series? Is there a bet you'd make there? I think I'd go Yordan at 12-1.
I mean, it's appropriately priced with Altuve being way shorter than everybody.
Yes,
like
correct.
It, couple of different reasons. One, he's a hit machine. Two, he leads off, so he's going to get more at bats than everybody. I mean, like, there's so many different reasons why him being the short shot makes a ton of sense for this. I mean, you start getting down in some of these, like in the lineup, like, you know, look, Kyle Tucker's been super hot, no doubt about that. But I mean, he hits way down either sixth or seventh in this lineup, like depending on what's going on. Like, it's once you start taking away those at bats, you are just taking away, you know, from what you could possibly get on something like this. So, it's hard for me to go there. I mean, if you wanted to really deep brain this, and if you thought that the Astros were going to win this series and win this series easily, and they have home field advantage, obviously, which then means that they're not going to bat in the ninth inning, so you would get more at bats with the Braves. Like, you could really deep brain this if you wanted to.
I'm sure some people do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you could really deep brain this if you wanted to, but yeah, I mean, or if you think the Braves are definitely going, then the Astros are always going to hit in the ninth, then Altuve makes even more sense now at the 500 and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, I'm with you. It's like you're getting a guy that's hitting fourth for a lineup that we think is really, really good and going to be really good, and you're getting double digits on him.
Or,
he was 12. You said
he was 12.
Yeah, 12-1. I mean, that's about as good as you're going to get unless you just want to go the obvious route, which, again, I mean, I could not blame you one bit if you wanted to take the perennial 330 hitter, you know, that bats lead off for.
And there's nothing wrong with that price, by the way. How about most home runs in this World Series? Again, whether it's 4, 5, 6, or 7 games, the most home runs. Adam Duvall is the short shot, plus 550. His teammate Austin Riley, 7-1. Yordan, the short shot Astro, at plus 750. I'd probably go Yordan again. I'm all in on Yordan.
We don't even see Soler on there. Interesting.
Yeah.
It means he's longer than 45-1.
Well, if you're going to bet him MVP, you should probably bet him for homers, too.
How these markets are set. So most hits and most home runs. He wasn't listed on hits or home runs. He's not listed on either one. They have, let me do this quick.
That is real interesting.
They have 17 players listed, and then they have a field bet. So the field is 25-1 on hits.
That's for your boy Maldonado, in case he wins it.
Yeah, in case he just goes off.
Then the field is 10-1 on home runs.
I mean, the way I would play all these is if I'm going to play Yordan for MVP, I'm playing him for the others, too. Hits, home. I mean, I just would play it that way.
And, and that's all correlated.
Yeah, if I lose them all, I lose them all. But if I win them, I'm probably winning them all, or at least most of them.
Yeah, I think you're for sure. Like, I mean, that's the only way to go about it, especially if it's a guy that could do it all, right?
Yeah, otherwise you're just, you know, I mean, have a conviction on somebody, I would say, is the way to play these. By the way, how about player to hit the first home run? So this is kind of like our football thing. By the way, DK Metcalf, thank you very much. Appreciate the skin. I appreciate you pushing off to catch that ball and go 84 yards yesterday.
They showed it a couple other times last night.
Victory.
And he definitely gave like the get down there, boy, and the guy just like went straight down.
It was to be fair, it was like the hand fighting back and forth.
No,
but when you
sure,
hand fight with DK Metcalf,
I was just about to
you
say,
usually lose.
I was just about to say, it was the typical hand fighting. Typical hand fighting isn't with like this beast of a human being.
Like, get off me.
Yeah, it's like who could have done that with like a pinky or whatever.
It's like
you know?
Shaq in his prime when he used to like barely run into somebody yeah, right, and they go flying. Right. Sorry.
Nine rows into the stands.
That's a charge, yeah. Shaq. Yeah. I barely touched him.
So, yes, you are massively bigger than everybody else. That's what happens to other human beings when you run into them.
What a problem that was for refs though. Like, well, I don't know.
It really was, yeah.
Do I penalize the fact that he's monster? You know, it's almost
unfair.
There
were times when, like, guards would get switched onto him, and it was like they'd sell it so much. It wouldn't even really have to sell much. But
well, here's the market where Jorge Soler shows up in, right?
I have no idea what the order is for this one anymore. Like, the football order I've been able to keep track of for, you know, us picking.
Right.
I have no idea what the order is.
Don't even track the baseball one. We couldn't remember this.
We almost got two home the other night, though.
Oh, you and me.
Like you hit off the wall first, and then I hit off the wall. You went warning track,
I went off the wall. You were like a foot below the homer off the wall. So player to hit first home run. We'll each pick one. We'll just have a fun bet here. All things.
20 in? We're 20 on this?
It's the World Series. But this won't tie over to the football one?
Doesn't tie over.
This is just a one night only.
Yeah, because the football one, I'm still...
One night only!
No. It doesn't have to be one night only, because it can go over to game two.
Yeah, we can do it the whole World Series, but I don't want to tie it into the football
one.
Because we might have like eight skins worth of football
at
some point.
Yes, correct. Right. Okay, so no home run, no home run at all is the short shot. Plus
nobody's allowed to pick that.
No. Your Honor.
Oh, I'm on it because I want
to. We got to pick a player, right? Nobody's allowed to pick no home run.
Well, for me, it's a choice between two. Do I go Soler or do I go Alvarez?
Stay consistent, Gil.
I'll go Alvarez.
Stay consistent.
He talked to me off Soler so he could take it.
Yeah, I'm taking Soler.
I took Alvarez plus 850.
Jorge Soler for me, because this is also an emotional hedge. Because if a Brave hits a home run, at least I can win some money where, you know, it's going up against my future.
All right, I got Alvarez, you got Soler. Kelly is left with the dregs. What do you want?
You took the two guys that I was considering.
Oh, really? You didn't even know Jorge Soler was a baseball player?
Yes, I did. I have a ticket on him.
Until
he was on the Royals at the beginning of the year.
Until 20 minutes ago, you didn't know he was a player.
Royals beginning of the year?
He was with the Royals?
Yeah, he was on the Royals at the beginning of the year. All right,
he was with the Cubs.
I'm going with Alex Bregman because Isaiah is telling me that in my ear.
Leaflet.
That's right. Alex Bregman.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens.
We've all chosen
fantastic outfielder.
We've all chosen wisely. He's very much an infielder.
He's an outfielder.
He is very much he hits third.
Burgundy?
But he hits third.
Yeah, right.
So he's going to get an at bat in the first inning.
Yep.
You'll get that
more than most.
Leaflet. All right. So there's that.
That's fine.
As far as the game itself, though, you have the Houston Astros ticket, though. Mm-hmm. Your sense of game one.
I'm sitting this one out, but I think if I had plus money here on the break, especially like in a game like tonight where they do have Morton going, a guy that's kind of been there, done that, if there is a guy who, you know, is doing the step up, you know, or whatever, who actually is not going to let the bright lights affect him, all the different stuff that you know, does happen. Listen, I've never pitched in the major leagues, but I've pitched throughout the course of my life. Like, you know, bigger games, bigger things.
You should let people know. You pitched a little college ball.
A little bit. And so there are things that affect you, right? I mean, like you get nervous. Like, they're bigger games against better teams and things and whatever. Like, Charlie Morton's he's been around forever. 3.48 XFIP on the season. Dude had a massive 28.8% K rate on the season. I mean, there's a lot to like about him going tonight. I mean, listen, the Astros lineup's a killer. Yes, up and down, up until you get to Maldonado, which that's your free out. He's basically like the pitcher in the nine hole there. But yes, I mean, outside of that, it's they crush 1-8. And so he's going to have to really, really have his stuff tonight. But look, you're giving me plus money on that? I'll take that. Plus money on the Braves.
Yeah, I took him first five plus money, plus 105. I went first five instead of full. But yes, I would I would not hate a full game play either. Just chose to keep it to the hopefully the Morton portion of the the evening. Before we go here to break, who's the best ball player that we would all know who made it to the pros who raked you in college?
Ricky Weeks.
Ricky Weeks.
Yeah, I do remember Matt saying
I remember
that
this story.
Yeah, Ricky Weeks. He destroyed the ball. Still orbiting Earth.
It's a little badge. Yeah. Still a badge of honor.
Still orbiting Earth.
Still haven't seen the ball come down.
Still orbiting Earth.
The two home runs in the pros I've never seen. Like the 2002 Barry Bonds home run against the Angels in Anaheim still hasn't come down. And that Pujols home run against Brad Lidge against the Astros when he was with the Cardinals. That one still hasn't come down. Ricky Weeks in college still hasn't come down.
Framber Valdez, three starts in the postseason, did give up two homers in the three starts. So if you have one of those home run bets, he's giving up the ball. He's giving up homers.
We shall see.
Postseason.
Should be fun. Baseball. I'm glad. Hey, man. We got baseball. Still got baseball. And then baseball will give way once the World Series is out of the way to Maction during the week.
So we get some, bring back the Maction.
Yeah. Baby. We get some college football midweek here after this. And then, of course, next week, November 1st, baseball awards finalists announced for all the major awards. They're not giving out the awards yet, but they will announce the finalists on Monday, and then Tuesday, the NFL trade deadline. We'll see if we know some Deshaun Watson news prior to that. Obviously, we have week 8 in between now and then. We'll come back. We'll talk about the NBA, if there's anything we like tonight. Lakers and Spurs set to tip off in about 19 minutes, as are the Rockets and Mavericks, and then a little later on, yes-nos for the AFC. Who will make the playoffs? Can we find any value there? It's VSiN's Primetime Action from the South Point.
You are looking live at Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Matt Brown completely Jedi mind tricked me into taking Yordan Alvarez. And what do you know? Jorge Soler, first at bat of the game, gone.
Gone.
And there was no question about it. So Matt takes 20 off each, Kelly and I. That's safe at first base. So Albie's with one out now, infield single. So one on and one out for the Braves, already up 1-0 on the Soler home run. And by the way,
destroyed.
Jason Weingarten's MVP ticket, pretty good start right there.
Destroyed it, too. I mean, it was a bad pitch. It was right down the middle.
Right down the middle.
I mean, he absolutely hammered it. Did not miss it at all. And good for your first five.
And a fine start to my first five bet as well. Always nice to start with a solo shot. But yeah, I mean, he absolutely crushed it. There you go.
Just it's just rightfully back with you.
So right. It's only one-fourth of what I won last night.
It is, I know.
We're bankrupting Kelly.
We hit first home run, and then we've hit two of the past three first touchdown scorers, right?
Uh-huh.
On Monday and Thursday night games. Yeah. So. We never bet anything.
Except we don't ever bet them.
Yeah, we never bet
them. We don't bet them.
Apparently we should.
We probably should.
Yeah. Soler, by the way, over half a home run, hits at 4-1. Just flash that up on the screen. Add some runs. By the way, OKC 11, Golden State 4. I'm looking to make a Golden State in-game bet, but Golden State is still -5.5, down 9.
Yeah, I see.
Well, that's no fun.
That's no fun at all, and he'll probably hit that. No. So keep scoring, Oklahoma City. I want to get in on this.
Kelly, one of the things we did, I guess we didn't gloss over it, but just one of the things we didn't really get into here was this game that's going to go off in about 15 minutes, the Lakers and Spurs. Spurs are now 2 or 3 point favorites in this thing, right? Isn't this why you got Russell Westbrook? Like on the night that LeBron isn't going to play, on the nights where he needs off, look, we have seen Westbrook go out and just win games by himself before. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not and again, this is one of those teams, yes, we had multiple NBA experts come on here and say that, you know, they like the Spurs, but from a beating a super low win total standpoint, not like a, hey, 2 point favorites against the Lakers, you know, a week into the season type thing.
So my thought on this afternoon was, I think they're hedging this line a little bit towards him not playing, and I want to see how much it moves if he's announced he's not playing.
2-0 Braves.
The fact that it's moved now to this point, like, Matt, I think I'm going to end up betting this.
I think I have to take the Lakers.
It is
here.
3 at William Hill now. 3 at William Hill in town. I mean, we are still talking about a Lakers team. You have Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook. Yes, they are out. They are without LeBron tonight and a couple of key role players. Wayne Ellington, Kendrick Nunn, Taylor Horton Tucker, all those guys are out. Understand that. Understand the Lakers have been off to a horrible start. Understand that the Spurs, like you said, a lot of people are high on them from a win total standpoint this year, and I like them too. They should not be 3-point favorites over Anthony Davis and Russell
Westbrook. This feels like an overreact. I mean, like, it is. Again, we have seen much, like, we've seen Russell Westbrook go win games by himself without an Anthony Davis on the team with him. I don't know, man. Like, this is why you got him. If you go and you lose this game here, you know, whenever, like, and you can't give LeBron nights off because you can't go win games against teams that are projected to be 500 or worse, you know.
Right, that's a major problem. Yeah. Yes. No, you're right. I'm Matt, it's 3 at William Hill. I mean, it keeps going, so I'm going to wait another 15 minutes here, 20 minutes, but I'm betting Lakers plus 3.
It's interesting because by far you have the two best players on the court, right?
Not even close.
Westbrook and AD. But they have looked so ordinary and so bad even with LeBron and their inability to incorporate Westbrook that there is a little thing in your brain that goes, "Well, maybe they do. Maybe they really haven't figured it out." But I really feel like removing LeBron from the equation will make Westbrook play awesome tonight.
They don't have to figure anything out, right?
Yes.
When people have asked me about the Lakers, they say, listen, I'm not panicking yet because these guys are still trying to figure out all how to play together. How you're talking about with Russell Westbrook and LeBron James, two of the highest usage rate guys in the league. They have to. There has to be growing pains with those guys on the court together to figure out how they're going to play together, who's taking shots, who's running point, all that stuff. You remove one of them completely from a game like this, I think it clears up things for Russell Westbrook a whole lot more. The one note I had written down for myself was if this number didn't move was to play Russell Westbrook props over. Which I'll probably look at that too, but this is what I was wondering. I was wondering if it was going to move this much.
I fired on the Lakers.
And 3, I love that number. I'm betting
fired.
It here too.
I fired it. I don't know if it's going to get past 3 at this point. I think we got to have people starting to come back in on the other side.
I would think so. Yeah.
Aren't there like-minded people to us out there? Or are we stupid?
I couldn't get in on the Warriors.
I don't know.
Yeah. I couldn't get in on the Warriors because still -5.5, even though they're having a struggle, struggling in the first quarter.
And it's always, you know what? It's a good time to always reset our like in-game NBA betting conversation.
Yes.
And it's especially with bigger favorites, you're going to see usually till the second quarter before the books really try to adjust off those pregame numbers. So it's like you almost need that to last until like midway through the second, and then you could get a decent number.
So not quite halfway through the first quarter, 6:34 left in the first quarter, the Warriors, who were 7-point pre-flop favorites, are down 10, 16-6.
Yeah.
And the line has only moved to 5.5.
I see a 6.5.
So that tells you.
That's what we're talking about. They don't want to adjust too early on these good teams.
They're not trying. They are down. By the way, they got burned on the Warriors for years specifically with this kind of scenario when they were great. Baseball game, by the way, it was a one-out infield single from Albies. So Soler hit the opening home run of the game, first at bat. Then after one out, Albies with the infield single. He stole second, and then Austin Riley doubled him home. So with two out now and a runner on second, 2-0 Atlanta as Adam Duvall takes his hacks against Framber Valdez. So,
I don't know what the promotion was, but Twitter's going crazy because apparently whatever happened, they all get free tacos.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. So there was some sort of something going on. I don't know. Maybe it was two runs in the first inning. I don't know, but people are
stolen
getting free
base gets free tacos.
Regardless of if it's the Astros or not?
Okay. All right.
Anything on the Rockets Mavericks?
Taco Bell, I think it's anybody who's first stolen base. First stolen base, guys? I don't know.
Listen, again, if you're at a bonfire and you end up hooking up with somebody, apparently all you need is a reminder of Taco Bell and you bounce.
She might ditch you for
that's
Taco
what that,
Bell?
That's what that commercial taught
Man,
me.
Man, if I had a dollar for every time that's happened to me, Gil.
Oh, man. All right. I'm in on the Lakers as well, plus 3. So we're all in on the Lakers.
Wow.
And waiting an
opportunity. Well, if anything, Matt, we just convinced Gil. So.
Well, you know what? The Braves is going well early. I'm like, yeah, that sounds like Because I do think
Matt Brown's $40, Richard.
I mean, guys, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm already up on the evening. So,
bro, my 80 from yesterday is already making money in the bank.
Oh,
yeah. Anything on the Mavericks game here coming up against the Rockets?
Well, I'll tell you, it's Mavericks will be 10.5-point home favorites, and 222 to 222.5 is your total. I have very little for you as far as a lean on a side or a total for this game.
That Solaire home run was the first leadoff homer in the top of the first of Game 1 in World Series history. How about that? How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
We like to see things here.
And the 2-1 pitch to Duvall. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Yeah, we like to see history. We nerd out on a little baseball history. Remember those DeGrom nights we were in here? We're just like, just keep throwing strikeouts. This is amazing.
We tried so hard to get. There were at least three different times where we thought we were going to get some history. And then just, the teams were not cooperating.
We had Wander Franco hitting in like consecutive, or reaching base consecutively. We had, remember the Juan Soto streak of reaching base consecutively? We had a lot of that in baseball season. More of that than actual baseball betting, quite frankly.
Pretty much.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Atlanta up 2-0 already in this ballgame. Adam Duvall with a runner at second, trying to add more. And the pitch.
The threes are gone.
Did it, guys. We did it.
Deep, long, warning track. Out.
The threes are gone. Rest of country, Kelly, is now back to 2.5 or 2.
Well, and William Hill just moved, so I'm going to say that we all moved to the line at William Hill here in town.
Your Sixers bet, yours and Drew's, not looking so hot.
No.
3:42 left in the second, 49-38, Knickerbockers. As Seth Curry is shouting about something. All right, so we're all in on the Lakers. I got the Braves going. Matt's already a winner on the first home run prop.
Man, Joel Embiid's game so far, he is 0-for-3 from the field, 7-for-8 from the free throw line.
0-for-3, so he's only managed to find 3 shots in this game?
Yeah. 3 rebounds, 2 assists.
With 3.5 left in the second?
Doing his Ben Simmons imitation?
He's coming in banged up. He's only played 13 minutes. But still.
Well, then maybe he shouldn't be on the court.
Sixers shooting 38% from the field. And 16%.
He just took his fourth shot. Brick to three. So Malik Monk starting tonight for the Lakers, by the way. Long side, Westbrook in the backcourt. All right, we'll come back. We got stuff to do, including talking to Ben Brown from Pro Football Focus, betting and data expert from Pro Football Focus. We'll talk NFL with him, and we'll look at AFC North odds. But first, remember those AFC yes-nos to make the playoffs. Let's do that right here on VSiN's Primetime Action.
You are looking live at Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on Primetime Action, Gil, Matt, and Kelly, one on, one out against Charlie Morton. Braves up 2-0 in the bottom of the first. And that closing seconds of this game at Madison Square Garden, Knicks by 17. We've seen yet another early season NBA blowout. Make that Knicks by 20.
They are shooting over 65% from three.
Well, that's all you have to know, right? I've said this 1,000 times. If all you had access to was the three-point scoring percentages, that's all you have to know about a basketball game. Where the Knicks are 10 of 14?
The Knicks are 10 of 15, I believe, now, and the 76ers are 2 of 15.
There's your game.
I might be going in live.
And that's why you're up 20 at the half. Well, 1.7 seconds left anyway. You might be going on in now again?
Yeah. 14.5.
He says it angrily.
No, it's more like we talk about this all the time. Sometimes we're not going to say this is a winning formula every time, but you see that kind of separation in shooting percentages, stuff usually regresses to the mean over the course of a game.
The only difference is that this was not a Sixers big favorite kind of game, right? This was very closely lined.
Sure.
So,
but the shooting percentages are still shooting percentages.
The shooting percentages are still shooting percentages. Those are ridiculous. That's about as stark a difference as you'll get. 10 of 16, because the Knicks just missed one at the buzzer. 10 of 16 versus 2 of 15. That is all you need to know about that ballgame. Charlie Morton having a little trouble finding the strike zone against Bregman. By the way, this would be great if Bregman hit one out, Kelly. How would you feel about that after...
Man! Whatever.
After Soler did it. Just a matter of timing. 3-0 pitch. Go on, Charlie Morton. Do better. What are you doing? I got a first five bet here on the line. Bregman taking all the way, 3-1. All right, let's do AFC yes-nos because we did NFCs earlier. Yes-no to make the playoffs. NFC, again, you got five teams that are basically in. I hate to say that after 7 games or after 7 weeks, but it really does appear that way. So it's a mad scrum for two. AFC, well, much more competitive.
Yeah.
Much more competitive. So the yes-nos are going to be that much more difficult, I would think. Although, let's see what the numbers are. Maybe we can find some value. That's what Lionel Richie used to say with the Commodores. Value. It's an R&B reference. All right, here you go. Chargers -500 to make the playoffs. Browns -175 to make, +130 to miss. Where are your Bengals? Bengals not even listed. These are the in-the-hunt team, so we didn't include the top tier. Is there anything here on this
board? They're on top of that division right now.
What about the Chiefs? -200, yes. +155, no.
Still blows my mind. Like, you're kind of like putting all this stuff together, and it's like -200? We're still going -200 for them to make it?
And the Colts are the most coin flippy of the bunch.
I mean, a whole nother loss for the Chiefs, and it was only +350 for them to miss the playoffs when we were doing this last week, and it's a whole nother loss in the L column. You're still getting +155. Right. That's pretty interesting. Didn't move a ton there when they're, you know, on the far outside looking in. There's a couple of different things I think that we have to, you know, really try to come into play here. Is one, how healthy are the Browns going to be? Like, I mean, listen, if they're they just came out today and said Baker might practice tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, I guess also it's a contract year for him, and he's probably like, I got to get out there. I got to get out there.
Well, it is that, right? It's because they got to make the decision. I mean, the team's got to make the decision by the end of this year whether to re-sign him, which would probably be a pretty big contract. But,
oh, apparently he wants, like, the top of the top.
Right.
Good luck, Baker.
Like, you got to figure out if this is the guy you want to stick with or not.
This is the problem with the quarterback market, not to sports talk radio this or whatever, but it's just like, it's everybody, when they come off their rookie deal, they expect that it's like, oh, I need, like, the Bentley money. Like, mm-hmm. No one ever comes out and just asks for, like, Cadillac money. It's always like, no. I've got to have, like, the upper tier of the money. Like, if you're Baker and you honestly have a real assessment of your skills and how you've played through the first years of your rookie contract comparatively to these other guys.
But he doesn't.
You would know you're more in the Cadillac level.
That's
You're not the Bentley guy, right?
You're like, good.
Yeah.
But you're not that good.
And the problem is when you ask for that much money, you set back the franchise from being able to build up a team around
him. And that is why the Browns have not already extended him, and they're not, because it comes down to, do we at this point, do we really feel like giving him $30 million a year is going to be worth it? Because, like, now then you can't sign any free agents. You can't, you know, all this stuff like that. Like, listen, Tom Brady gets so much hate. That guy always deferred money.
Always
did this. Because he understood having a good squad around him was worth more than him getting the money today. He was going to get it eventually.
It's an investment in his long-term contracts. He says, the better we are now, the longer I'm going
to
play.
I always go back to, like, this is one of my favorite sayings of Gil's, right? You win a Super Bowl when quarterbacks are what?
Hall of Famer on a rookie deal.
Right.
One or the other.
It's when these guys get out of that rookie deal and they start asking for all this money because they think they're worth that much, and this is when problems happen.
Yeah. The only exception was Nick Foles, which really wasn't a Nick Foles year. It was a Carson Wentz rookie deal year. And the last quarterbacks to buck that, either a Hall of Famer or a quarterback on a rookie deal winning a Super Bowl, is really all the way back to Brad Johnson and Trent Dilfer at the beginning of the century. So, by the way, Patrick Mahomes was on a rookie deal and is probably a Hall of Famer.
Right.
You know? So there's that. Alvarez, by the way, at the plate with two out and a man on second here, 3-1.
So, guys, let's not...
thing about Baker before you move on. This is one of these injuries, too, where you know how they say about injuries, oh, can I hurt it even more? And sometimes it's like, oh, no, you can't get any worse. This could get a lot worse. You got to stop with that. So it's interesting. In that respect, also.
I hear from his standpoint, though, too. It's tough, right? Because they keep saying, hey, he could go under the knife, but if he does, the season's done.
Yeah.
If he gets surgery. So he knows everybody, like, he knows the franchise knows what's up in the air. Like, he wants to get back out there just to do anything to hopefully be able to prove that he's worth that kind of money.
So looking at this Chiefs, so they're 3-4. We were screaming last week, play the under on their win total. I pray you went and did that. We don't have the luxury of that here. Again, that's what's so awesome about these other markets. You guys being able to take advantage of that stuff. They go out and lose. They're not getting to that win total. So hopefully you got that in the account. But you start looking over here. So double-digit favorites against the Giants. They're going to get Green Bay the week after that. You assume at that point that Devontae Adams is back. Then how real do we think this Raiders team is? They still have the Raiders twice. We know the Cowboys are real.
Mm-hmm.
And then we know the Chargers are real. And, I mean, there are losses to be had still on this schedule. I do not think it is the craziest thing in the world for this team to miss the playoffs.
Did you even mention the Bengals? They got the Bengals, too.
Yeah, and that's like, but I mean, it might be already be settled by then.
True that.
It could be settled by that point.
Boy, this is a rough schedule. I mean, that's why from a survivor standpoint, you almost have to play the Chiefs against the Giants this week. It's the easiest game they have the rest of the way on paper.
Yeah.
He says cautiously. You got to know.
What if this Raiders team is actually for real? Right? I mean, what if what we've seen so far from the defensive side of the ball and them being able to get as much pressure as they have with a front four, again, they never blitz. Like, they're getting this done with their defensive line. We know that's been a problem for this Kansas City team. And then the offense so far for the Raiders has been pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been able to move the ball up and down the field, and they've been able to score. And we know about this Kansas City defense. Are they going to be able to just magically fix that? I mean, that could be a split.
And Derek Carr looks like a guy who has figured it out. Right?
Yeah.
It took him this long, but now he seems like he is a top 10 quarterback.
Like, that could be a split if they lose to the Cowboys. I mean, like, there's another 2-3 losses on that schedule pretty easily and maybe more. I don't know,
It is a rough schedule after this week. By the way, here's a graphic, the Mahomes blitz percentage of dropbacks that he's been blitzed on. Remember back in 2018, 20.5%. 2019, it was 21%. Last year, 20.8%. This year, they're only blitzing him 10.7% of the time. Methinks they figured something out.
Absolutely. Listen, these NFL teams are not stupid, and they've gone to the tape, and they figured it out. He's awesome against the blitz. He figured it out early on in the career, which most young quarterbacks don't. If a guy is blitzing you, you throw back to that direction because he's not over there. Mm-hmm. And Mahomes was really quick to get that. He was really quick to understand that. And what they figured out is, and what things that we were talking about, also, when you blitz, then you get more one-on-one coverages. When you get more and more coverages, you have a guy like Tyreek Hill who runs the 4-2-40, and he goes down the field for 90-yard touchdowns. Well, that doesn't happen. He's having to sit back there. The offensive line isn't good enough to protect him for all that long as it is. And then now he's having to throw against full defensive coverages, and it just has not worked out at all. And so it's
Is that your favorite bet on there? The no?
I think I'd play the 155 the Chiefs. But we were talking about the 350 last week, and I thought it was a good bet.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy.
I think that would be my favorite one on here, too. This one's not as...
Not
as fun as the NFC
Not as
one,
fun, but yeah. I think that's the best bet on the board here. Runners at second and third for the Astros. Ooh. Two out and a 3-2 pitch coming from Morton to Correa. This is getting interesting in the bottom of the first. We will keep an eye on that, of course. By the way, those Mahomes blitz stats, courtesy of Next Gen Stats, give them a shout. We'll come back. Teaser Tuesday. It is not lost on us that it is Tuesday, and therefore we are contractually obligated to do Teaser Tuesday. Not plentiful, but there are some opportunities here. We'll get to that next on VSiN's Prime Time Action.
You are looking live at Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Fuel up for football with the 5-Hour Energy Football Challenge. Energize your fight for first and play for free in this 3-part contest series for your shot at $15,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/5-HourEnergy now to get in on the action. That's DraftKings.com/5-HourEnergy. 5-Hour Energy, hours and hours of energy. Terms and conditions and other eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Did I say that okay that time, Kelly? Did I do all right?
Nailed it.
Now, Kelly, let's clarify. You did not get in back on the Sixers.
Yeah, I didn't get in live on the Sixers. I do think that's something that You know, seeing that kind of difference in three-point percentage is something that we will or I won't speak for you guys, but that's something at least I'll often jump on live betting-wise. Matt, I know you do that often as well, too. I think this kind of game, though, this early in the season, it's a 20-point game. Joel Embiid coming in with a sore knee. It's the same knee he's had issues with in the past. I'm not going to mess around with doubling down and possibly losing more money when they could easily just decide to pull him out of the game early and rest him up.
If he gets out of hand, he could easily find
it's already 20, right? Yeah. I mean, if this balloons anymore in the third quarter, they might just sit him down for the rest of the night. So that is typically a situation I would try to take advantage of live betting. Right now, I'm good. Punt on that one, and let's go Lakers.
One of the things we managed to not bring up, and I'll just go ahead and do it now. So I'll do it. All right. I'll do it. Is the fact that Mattress Mack could win like $1 trillion on this series or whatever. Because if we remember way early, he didn't do what he did like the last few years. Like this was way early. He just went and made futures like several months ago.
And so he didn't go around all day today.
No. He made like a $2 million future on them at 12-1 or something some sort of like that. And you know, it's ridiculous liability. Yeah, it's like ridiculous liability. It's ridiculous whatever. But I mean, if you're a book, you're kind of like, all right. Well, I mean, I have 29 other teams that can win other than this one team. So I guess we'll take your money. It's a pretty big sweat for him.
I just got in on the Warriors money line -105.
Got it.
What are they, down 13 now?
Look at Gil firing on the NBA early.
So I have the Braves first five. By the way, they got out of the first inning, bases loaded, jam. I'm on the Lakers pre-flop with you guys, and I'm on the Warriors in game now just to win it. Warriors on pace to go 82-0.
We're betting in game. Everyone gets tacos. This is a good night so far. Let's
Matt
go.
Won $40.
I won $40 on this thing.
I won $80 last night.
You're on your way to winning first five.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Well, that's still a long way to go. One on, nobody out in the top of the second for the Braves. And Joc Pederson, leaflet, is at the plate.
Looking sickly, but yes, definitely.
Yeah, we got to change out this TV. Everybody looks a little sickly, if you know what I mean. All right, let's do Teaser Tuesday, everybody, with our sexy intro music. Ever see the Chappelle skit where he played the electric guitar, and he's like, I won't even get into it, because it touches your soul, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
little known fact.
Yeah.
That is me playing the guitar in that.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Little known fact. That
just
is me playing.
Just a Matt Brown and the Gems jam session we just recorded, you know? Just the name of his band, Gil.
Just play a riff.
Matt Brown and the
Gems.
That's
what he came up with? Yeah. All right, so these are some potential teaser likes. Kelly's always interesting which ones he selects here.
So there wasn't a lot, Gil, okay? Yeah. I needed to get it to three at least.
So we ended up with two Wong teaser likes, Stanford Wong, pseudonym, John Ferguson, Southern California. And then the Cardinals, because the Cardinals have basically gotten into this situation where you just tease them down and win now with the Packers wide receiver COVID outbreak. Can I call it an outbreak if it's two?
Yes.
Okay, because we have a defensive coordinator as well. Base Canuck, Joc Pederson, Oppo, first and second, nobody out. Darno at second, Joc at first. So Cardinals -6.5, that's the teaser option. Then the Wong teaser options. Colts teased up through the 3 and 7 versus the Titans. Colts now 1.5-point dogs. I guess Titans would be the favorites on guessing lines. They weren't at the time, but it came to me. And then the Vikings. Oh, you got to take the Vikings teaser, like, don't you? Up through the 3 and 7, 8.5, catching 8.5 versus the Cowboys. Come on, gots to. That's a gots to tease situation.
I'd have a full touchdown middle if I did that, because I have the Cowboys at 1.5.
Do it.
Yep.
Do it.
I don't think I'm going to though. I'm with, you know, I like the Vikings. If it was against most other teams, I've been doing that. I already bet the Cowboys. I laid one. This might be my first week all season where I don't have a single teaser.
We jumped up and down yesterday about go and open up, find something to open up a leg with Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
And guess what?
Gone.
It's 10.5.
Gone. See ya.
Full points.
So that 8.5 was there for like a minute.
Two full points. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Center field.
Oh, boy.
Back of the warning track. Oh, at the wall.
You could tell the way he was tracking. Yeah. It was not going to leave.
That will advance both runners, though.
Yeah, it was 8.5. There was a rogue 8.5. It happened to be at DraftKings. We were screaming, please, For me. Do it for me because it's not available to me. Please, just go do it for me. It is it's long gone. 10.5 now. 2 full points since last night.
Yeah. So congratulations to those who got it.
Yeah.
But that ain't part of this segment anymore.
This is, you know, this is not a beat up on the Jets thing or whatever. It's just, this is the type of game where, I mean, look, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and Boyd and Mixon, this is the type of game they go out and just destroy.
And it's Mike White, man. I mean, it's like, you have so little of a chance if you're the Jets.
Yeah, like they are going to go out and destroy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. A little game of pepper in between second and third. The runner will score, though. So 3-0 Atlanta, and now 2 out and a runner at first. I think Atlanta will take that little trade right there. Could have used, you know, the first runner going in, the runner going to first being out. But, oh, well, 3-0 there's, Braves.
So I guess we could, like, you know, talk non-conventional. I mean, there's Panthers up to 9. Because they're sitting at 3 right now. So Panthers up to 9 if you wanted to go that direction. There's taken Detroit up to 9.
Yeah, all the threes, right?
Yeah, like, you know, if you wanted to go that direction with some of these. This Eagles team, they should be better than they are, but they're not. And so it makes you wonder.
That's
like,
the team motto. We should be better than we are, but we're not.
Yeah. It's like you look at all the stuff and you're kind of like, how are they so bad? Like, there's, you know, they got the offensive line back last week. They got, I don't have any idea.
Can I interest anyone in Jaguars up tonight? I have no interest in that.
Beyond teaser, can you interest anybody in the Jaguars just against the number?
Maybe,
right?
Listen, Seattle's offense looked putrid.
Putrid. So bad.
You mentioned you take away one busted play, and it would have been the grossest box score you ever looked at.
I ended up with two in games that ended up splitting yesterday. The one on primetime where I took Seattle -1, and then at home I took Seattle +3.5, which miraculously got there too. Right, like everything was just pure luck last night. No matter how you bet it,
I thought Geno was going to get sacked. I mean, it's for safety on that last play of the game.
Well, what about the school of thought that if you were the Seahawks, you had to make an assessment? Were you more likely to convert 4th and whatever it was, 20 something, or purposely take a safety and then you can actually onside kick the ensuing kick?
Which is, I said this to, I was texting back and forth with my friends last night, and I was like, listen, I'm selfishly saying this because I had the Saints 4.5.
Right.
But that's the better play because you're not converting 4th and 27. Like you're just not
it has to be the better play. Right?
I thought it was, but I bet you it didn't occur to Pete Carroll for one second.
No, he never even thought about it. He never thought about it at all because he's like, wait, no, because I only need a field goal. It's like, the announcer, you got to get the first down before you can get the field goal, Pete.
Did the announcer say anything?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I was watching.
I had two TVs going. Yeah. Not 17, but I had my two going. Ooh, yeah, really. So I had NBA on the other screen at that point. But
Lakers up 4, by the way. Golden State has cut it 10.
Kelly, you done the Squid Game yet? Squid Game?
Yeah, I think I said that the other week, right? I watched a few episodes.
Yes, no? What do you think?
I fell asleep on the first.
Yeah, we talked about this because we got ridiculed for turning on the English version in subtitles. Yeah.
I got real close to almost putting it on last night, and then I didn't.
Every time I get close to pushing the button,
then I don't do it.
It's pretty twisted. It's good.
All right.
That's funny.
I'll Squid Game then. That's fine. I'll Squid Game. I got to be like the cool kid. Everyone's talking about it. There's memes all over the place with it now.
If you watch and bet as much sports as we do, there is a moment Sunday night, Friday night, whatever it is, those nights in particular, where you're so sports and so sports betting out that you're like, I got to watch something ridiculous.
I watch something really stupid usually just to relax my brain. Like South Park, thank you.
Let me watch a really bad 90 Day Fiancé episode.
After Thursday night football, I always turn on Million Dollar Listing.
Do you? That's your thing.
He loves
Million Dollar Listing.
After Thursday night football, every time.
Lakers by 6. Warriors down 10. Sixers not so much. Down 22. We'll come back. We'll track the baseball game. 3-0 Braves. VSiN's Primetime Action.